Next patient is George Duval. D-U-V-A-L-L. Duval George. G-E-O-R-G-E. Date of birth is 9/9/1941. Date of visit is 10/31/22. Please make a copy for Carol St. James, M.D. Carol, C-A-R-O-L. St. James, M.D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is a cough with persistent mucoid sputum and postnasal drip. Next paragraph, physical illness. This is a 81-year-old male who has had symptoms of nasal congestion, persistent cough with whitish mucoid expectoration for the past 2 years. The patient said the mucus that he coughs up is like in whitish lumps. And he has tried various meds and inhalers with no significant relief. He also had a complete ENT evaluation and was given a nasal spray which has not helped. The patient has had no weight loss, denies fevers, chills, night sweats, and denies nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. He works regularly at a body shop and has been exposed to dust and paint and chemicals, but not to asbestos. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of polymyalgia, rheumatica, and a history for lumbar laminectomy for disc disease, and a history for knee surgery. He also had a left hip replaced in 2022 and was treated for COVID in August 22. The patient has been treated for gout. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, patient smoked 2 packs per day for 10 years and then quit. Next paragraph, can you mention, he drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease and lupus. Mother died of cancer of the breast. Next paragraph. Systems. Review of systems. The patient denies recent weight loss, no headaches or blackouts. He has no double vision but has cataracts repaired. She has vertigo and has hoarseness. Also has wheezing and coughing spells. And she has heartburn and diarrhea with constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, and no palpitations. Denies hay fever. And she does have leg swelling. She has no anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising. And she has joint pains and muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And she has itchiness of the skin. Next paragraph. Medalist included Allopurinol 300 milligrams daily, prednisone 2.5 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. Let's see, next paragraph, physical exam. This is a moderately overweight elderly white male who's alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 124/70, pulse is 84 as patients. 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 263. Saturation 93 on room air. HENT are non-cephalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions with scattered visas bilaterally. Heart, the heart seems irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor deficit, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Can you also mention? Extremities reveal bruising over the extremities. Mostly the lower extremities as well as the arms. Neurologically, there were no focal deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Next paragraph. Impression number one, chronic bronchitis with chronic cough. Number two is allergic rhinitis with sinusitis. Number three, history of polymyalgia rheumatica. And number four, history of gout. And number five is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest and CT of the sinuses. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study. And get a CBC, complete metabolic profile. He will use a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPARN. And continue with the low-dose oral steroids as before. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Carol St. James, Stark D'Souza. Thank you.